Kokomo Z92.5 821 Wednesday morning. It's Jessica and Ben.
So every once in a while, you just got to Google yourself. See what's going on, if anybody's got any dirt on you, or if what other people with your name, maybe they're more famous than you are. And so you need to see if you can, what you got to do to be able to get yourself back on top.
Oh, I don't like mine. Because none of them are about me. One's an obituary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. Let's see. Yeah, none of these are about me.
Jessica just Googled Jessica Green.
Isn't that what I was supposed to do?
Yeah, okay. I just was.
Jessica Green, Green Lab, University of Oregon. Jessica Green, we're covered in germs. TED Talk. Jessica Green, Wikipedia. That's it. I'm boring, man.
Half of them are me just because Ben Rutz. Like, Rutz is just a not common last name. But the other half is this this guy who's, like, a very professional violinist, which is just wild to me. And so I remember when I was a kid, I typed in benrutz.com. I just wanted to see. And it was a fan page for this guy. Mm-hmm. And once it went up, like, on sale, I quickly scooped it up because I thought, I'm going to have my own website. Well, I've since let that go away, and now benrutz.com is not anything. But I bring this up because I Googled Rutz Made recently because my brother has been trying to start a company with that name recently, and so I every once in a while I'll just Google it just to see if he's made any progress.
Finally made it on the fourth page.
If you Google, you're on page four. Kind of puts your life into a little bit of perspective when you...
Cool.
Yeah, well, literally the first thing that pops up when you type Ben Rutz.
Okay, good. You want a cookie, Ben? Why don't you get out of my face before
I actually do like broccoli, and you're not going to pull that trick on me.
You want a green cookie? This is a betrayal. Straight betrayal.
If you Google Rutz Made, this thing called Little Rutz pops up, and you're like, what is this? And so you click on it, and it is like very tiny shoes for babies. Apparently, it's a company that makes, like, moccasins for kids. But if you're curious, and that sounds wonderful. I want to buy one of these for my kids. Well, apparently, their shop is closed until spring of 2018, which is now, but they're still not open yet.
Okay.
And the other thing that pops up is this thing called Walk-in Cork, which I thought was interesting. And so there is apparently not affiliated with Little Rutz, but another Rutz company that also makes shoes.
What?
I don't know, man.
Your name is very hand in hand with a cobbler.
I guess.
You're a cobbler.
Yeah, maybe I should start my own cobbler shop here in Kokomo.
Cobbler shop? Ben Rutz's cobbler shop.
The Rutz cobblers.
Rutz
cobblers. Except that people would think that I would be selling like a... You know, like an apple cobbler or like some sort of pie.
Common? Don't people think? I mean, don't you associate cobbler with a shoemaker?
Well, yeah, but I think that people would come in and be like, "I'll take one apple cobbler," and then
have this apple cobbler, take your shoes off, and I'll fix the sole.
That would be a really
cobbler's
solid...
cobbler's
cobbler's
red Rutz's cobbler's cobbler's. Good for your soul and your souls. You just nailed it.
Man, this is nailed a solid it. Business idea. If only I knew anything about shoes, right? I could make a living. Or pie, really. I don't know a lot about pie either.
Pie, cobbler. Is cobbler a pie? Do you consider
it's like a pastry. I should say pastries.
A pandish. All right. So now that we Googled ourselves...
Yeah, see where you align. Like, let's put this up on Facebook. I want to see what people find. When you Google yourself, do you find yourself or not? I mean, what do you find? What is on Google about you?
Top of page four. I'm killing it. I am killing it.